Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to podcast episode number 48, The New Advisor Reality, Outsource Marketing 100%. 100% outsource marketing is what we're going to talk about today. And this is going to be a massive paradigm shift for everybody who's listening. Kirk and I have been just grinding our brains over this for a really long time. So Kirk, let's talk about the foundation. Where did this come from? Where did the idea come from? And why are we talking about this on the podcast today?
It's become more clear that advisors are struggling with implementing marketing and running their businesses, and it's come to a head, I think. And advisors have too many responsibilities, and they have parts of their business where they are not experts, where they're having difficulty finding how to invest in it, what to invest in, and they've had too much inefficiency and too much ineffectiveness and too much cost to do the things that they need to be great at. And it's just getting more difficult and more difficult. And I think it's come to a head. And over the last month, the amount of advisors, when we shared this story with a new mindset, that have been super excited, like this is like, we're kind of the saviors to their, to their practice and their sanity, has been really exciting. And I think it's our duty to share it with advisors, because one-on-one, it's difficult for us to get out there and do that, which is why we do this podcast, right? Share all the stuff we're learning with other advisors, with you guys, our listeners.
Well, and you're right. That was the whole foundation for us starting podcasting entirely, was getting the message out, because we know that we can't call every single solitary person who's listening. But it is, I want everybody to really understand that we know that we don't know everything, and that we are consistently learning, and we're looking at our material, and we're looking at what you are talking to us about, our listeners and our clients and our friends, and say, okay, what can we do to add the most value, and what can we do, even if that means we have to tear everything down and rebuild it? That is something that we're looking at, because we've got such a strong foundation that whatever we build on this foundation we've built and created, it'll start working more seamlessly. So let's talk about what we're hearing these advisors need when it comes to this outsourcing.
If you think about the problem here is that advisors have too many responsibilities, and they don't have time to be good, competent enough, and good at implementing enough that they can do all of them. So something has to give. What makes sense to take out of your day, your week, your month? And what makes sense is marketing. So the title of this podcast is The New Advisor Reality, 100% Outsourced Marketing. You have to start thinking about this. And the advisors we've been talking to about it, and we've set up our business model to solve this, is that they're absolutely floored with what this could mean to their business, what it means to them personally, professionally, to their clients, honestly, because they'll have a lot more time to focus on them. So the question is what do you need? So as an advisor from a marketing perspective, if you're going to 100% outsource it, what do you need? You need to have a marketing foundation. Mm-hmm. Most advisors have bits and parts of this, and some are good and some are not so good and some are not there. You need to have a strategy. Do you have a framework or a blueprint with which you implement and pursue marketing? Most advisors don't. They know they need certain elements that are out in the marketplace. You know, marketing gurus, I'm holding my hands up on the guru, quotation marks around the guru, because we don't really always know what a guru is, or typically self-professed. Anyhow, those gurus are coming out saying you need a website. Here's our platform. The people who are providing website platforms do not tell you all the other things that need to happen, nor do they tell you how to create content in there that's going to integrate other marketing. They'll just tell you how to have a good website that stands alone and acts as typically as an online brochure, which isn't what it can be. It's part of it, certainly. So you need to have a plan. You need to have that framework / blueprint in place so that you can be guided. You need to have a plan. How is that blueprint going to unfold? What are the elements? Who needs to do what by when? Which companies are you going to hire? Do you need what can your marketing assistant handle? For most advisors, it's not what my marketing assistant can handle. It's what my administrative assistant can handle. You know, we had last week an administrative assistant working with one of our team members basically break down and say, I can't handle this. I can't do the stuff that you keep telling me I need to do because I have other responsibilities in my company. So we went back to that advisor and said, you're going to lose this person. It's big. It's a problem. You need to address it. You're going to be in trouble. You're going to be even more short staffed. So we're helping that advisor figure out what to do. And part of it is what we're talking about today. So the idea is, do I actually need a marketing assistant? Do I need to be involved? You know, how involved is my company, or do I actually need to be? And for most companies that you would work with, you absolutely need to be involved. You absolutely need a marketing assistant. What we're trying to provide here is a different look at where you might not need to be involved at all. Well, not very involved, but it'd still be incredibly authentic in you. Anyway, we'll get to that.
Well, I'm sorry, but I need you to touch on that just a little bit more, because what I'm hearing you say is there is a lot of control that advisors seem to be willing to give up sometimes to their in-house people, but sometimes they're not. So when you're talking about the foundation, and when you're talking about we're talking about some of these execution pieces, what has your experience been with advisors? Where do they need to be from a I'm fed up standpoint, or in the situation you just gave, from a team standpoint, before they realize that they need to do something different?
I mean, there's a lot of different mind states, or states of mind, if you will, that an advisor could be in. It could be fear. Like, if I don't figure this out, I'm going to be in trouble. If I don't get marketing right now, my business is going to be in trouble. It could be, I think it would be more practical and prudent for me to spend less time marketing. Or it could be a talent thing. I don't have enough talent in my region to bring in a good marketing person, so I need somebody who's better and smarter and, you know, been there, done that. It could be a cost issue. You know what? Hiring a good marketing person wherever you're at may be actually more expensive than 100% outsourcing with people who are actually better at each specific thing you're going to be implementing. I mean, just think about that for a second. You could actually be spending more doing it with less expert help.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then they have to manage too, right? Yeah, you have more hands-on stuff there.
We're going to get into all that stuff. But, okay, you know, to finish up the marketing foundation, you need that strategy, that plan. You need to have a story, a brand. You know, is your marketing assistant capable of that? Are you capable of that? If you outsource it and get that taken care of, and they come, and then, you know, the branding company brings it back, and it's kind of like, what now? What?
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a brand, and they're, you know, you're kind of looking at that marketing company and say, how do I implement? And then, you know, they may or may not be able to help you, or they're pointing you in a different direction. So, you know, you need to figure that stuff out. You need to have, you know, you need to figure out your audience. You need to have a better website. That mm-hmm. website has to play a really important role in your digital marketing. Does it right now? I mean, just because it says it links to your Facebook and your LinkedIn page doesn't mean it's a digital marketing website. Right.
Well, let's talk about digital marketing, because that's really the next thing that we've been hearing that advisors need.
Yeah. I mean, if you're here, you're experiencing digital marketing, aren't you? Right. We're doing a podcast. It's a digital, you know, it's digital content. You may have heard this through, maybe got a link through our media partner. Maybe you saw us on social media. Maybe you were on an email. Maybe somebody at your company told you to come listen to our podcast. There's all kinds of reasons, but this is digital marketing you're experiencing right now. So a social strategy, you have to have a social strategy to help get your content out there. If you don't have a social strategy, you're going to be behind the game. You're missing all kinds of opportunities just to meet people, for them to experience your story, experience that you have personality, that you're involved in the community, that you care about, that you're a good person, and that you have a real life. And those things are absolutely critical to people wanting to work with you, especially these days. Purpose-driven people connect with people more, which is why personal brands became so popular in the first place, right? So that's huge. I mean, and so you run your digital marketing, you got to be omnipresent. So you got to be in as many places as you can sustain and deliver. That's all has to be integrated. And you want to look for the most efficient things, right? If it takes you a long time to figure out one social network and your people aren't there, don't do it. You're just wasting time. Right. If it doesn't take any extra time, that may be a different story, but you've got to find ways to be really efficient.
Well, there's something along efficiency that I want to talk about. I was working with an office here locally, and one of the advisors wants to specialize in working with building contractors, right? And then the other one wanted to focus on working with realtors. And we know that realtors are very, very, very active on both LinkedIn and Facebook, but builders are not active on LinkedIn. And so instead of creating some of the systems that we've built here at Top Advisor Marketing for both of them, one of them created two systems to efficiently run Facebook and LinkedIn. And then the other one is just very much focused on Facebook. And it saved not only time, but focus. And it allowed us to really, you know, do that research on the back end to make sure that they weren't wasting time. And that's what I think is one of the biggest problems with having an internal marketing person is there's so much time wasted. They're doing all sorts of other things where they have to feel like they have to stay busy because, you know, maybe there aren't any events coming up, or maybe they've gotten all of the social stuff done, or maybe the website updates have already been done. Well, what do they do? I mean, you're sitting to pay somebody to sit around and twiddle their thumbs. But I want to provide some value here so we just aren't beating everybody up. I want to talk a little bit about digital marketing, social strategy, integrated strategy, and efficient marketing. So I want to talk about those groups just very, very quickly. What we ended up doing on LinkedIn for the gentleman who's focusing on realtors is he actually created a private LinkedIn group for people who service realtors in southwestern Michigan. So think about that. He is now the admin. He is the creator of this group. He's the person who's going to vet everybody who comes into the group, and everybody who signs into the group is always going to see his picture because he is the person who's running the group. That is really, really good marketing and branding. And we created a really succinct explanation of what this group's going to be to set clear expectations. So a new realtor comes into his group, he's got an immediate lead, like a legitimate lead who is looking for networking opportunities for people who provide services to realtors. What do you think about that, Kirk?
It's a pretty cool idea. I know groups aren't quite as powerful as when LinkedIn first brought it out, but yeah. You know, this is about connecting everything. Is it possible that you get, if there's opportunities there, that's great. If there's opportunities through other channels that you're doing, or the fact that you've got a podcast, or that you just wrote an article, or you gave a paper to a realtor. I mean, there's, when you do efficient stuff, you can be in more places, right? If you're running expensive print ads and they're $6,000 a pop, you're draining your stuff very quickly, and it's a low, you know, it's a low effectiveness thing. And if you have lots of money and you got a simple yes, maybe over time that works. I mean, still companies doing that stuff, but typically they integrate it with other things to get it to make it more effective and more efficient. So find, you know, does it cost money to have a LinkedIn group page?
No.
It's a little bit of time and really not that much. Right. So find opportunities like that, integrate, promote stuff across other channels. That gives you all kinds of value, right?
So let's talk about the marketing help. So as we've been vetting this and doing surveys and talking to our strategic partners, something that's really cool that Kirk and I have taken the advice of a gentleman who's one of the coaches. That's his name's Joe Lucas, who's in our group. He creates these mastermind groups. And so we've created a mastermind group of people who provide services to people just like you, our listeners here. And one of the things that he talked about is making sure that we're always bouncing ideas off of people and seeing what other people have. Now, so we've talked about the foundation. We've talked about, you know, what do they need from a digital marketing perspective. But we found out from our hive, which is what we call it, that there's one more step on what the advisors need that we felt that a lot of times goes unnoticed. So can you break those down for us?
Yeah, I mean, most advisors, when they get to the place where they start thinking about what kind of marketing they're going to do, what they need, and what there's some roles and there's some things that come up that are gaps. And most advisors don't have a lead strategist. So, you know, they look to coaches who are good at maybe talking about things but not doing, which is a major trend right now happening. And you've experienced this, which is that a lot of advisors don't need help talking about what they need to do. They need somebody to actually take it over and do it for them because they're running out of time and focus. It's very difficult these days with how much focus you need on a small area to be able to focus on several. Just it's becoming almost impossible. Multitasking is, you don't hear about that anymore, do you?
No, I think that myth has been debunked, I hope so.
No, yeah. So, you know, lead strategist, you need somebody who makes sure that the right things are getting implemented. There's continuity, all that kind of stuff. The next thing is you need an implementer. So when the strategist says, this is all the stuff that needs to happen, you have somebody who's really good at implementing. How many advisors, we can't get them to raise their hand, but we'll assume it's a lot. how many advisors have good intentions and have good people in place and stuff doesn't get implemented.
Oh,
if
God.
You're not implementing the same stuff over and over again, if it's not like, mm-hmm. you know, tying your shoes every morning, and then, you know, you're not going to be very good at it and it's going to fail from time to time. And the thing that happens to a lot of advisors is when you say go implement to your marketing assistant,
mm-hmm.
there's probably 5 skill sets that require something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be able to make a decision on the concept. So that's more branding kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be able to write the right copy. That's writing, right? And marketing copy is a whole different world than just writing.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be able to design something. They need to know how to, they need to know all the channels where they can put something out there. So whether it's email, social media,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. And then they need to be able to see it through, have follow-up, and they need to be able to how to track it.
Yeah.
And be able to come back and say, this worked for this reason, this didn't work for this. They need to be able to do all those things. I just made those up pretty good, eh?
That was brilliant. You need to write all those down, dude.
I said 5, and I wasn't sure if it was going to end up 4, but man, I got to 5.
That was good. Well done.
So, you know, that is really huge. Marketing implementation is not that simple, and it doesn't get consistently done. Here's the other thing that happens to advisors all the time. The people who are doing marketing probably do other things in the company, mm-hmm. and they're probably
overworked.
Constantly freaking out about which thing they should focus
That's
on. They're probably jumping
right.
back and forth. You know that I do that, right? You tell me all the time, do not talk to our social team.
Yeah.
Because if I send them something, they think, oh, am I supposed to do this?
Or that's right. Stuff it Matt came from Kurt.
Yeah. They get all messed up and they get anxious. Matt's, you know, I get that.
Well, hold on. So there's 2 things there that I just absolutely love. And number one, that's a great one, right? It's the idea that, you know, Kirk, you're a lot like the advisors that are listening to this. You go to a conference, you wake up in the middle of the night, you have this brilliant idea and you want to go ahead and that needs to be executed 3 days ago, right? And so when you have something outsourced or when you have a true marketing person in place, and we have one of these with one of the firms that we're podcasting with right now, and now she controls everything. Everything goes through her, which is brilliant. And she's very expensive. She's probably $125,000 a year to run all of the marketing for this firm. But she tells the advisor, no, I don't care if you just came to it from a conference and some guy made $1 million off of this. Okay, that's not what's in our plan, right? And that's what you were just talking about earlier, making sure that there is an actual plan in place, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, having somebody who understands this whole system and creating a marketing plan, then when the advisor comes back, or in our situation, when Kurt goes to our social team and has all of these great ideas, Are the brilliant women that we have working with us on this kind of point to something and say, hey, you know what? That's not part of what we're working on right now. And that's where marketing help is. That's where a lot of this breakdown happens. And finally, the second piece is multitasking. I'm working with an advisor right now. Well, we are, I should say, in New York, and he's got 2 amazingly loyal support staff. Man, I love them. They are so good. They're always looking out for him. But marketing always has to take a back burner to client stuff. A client calls in and they're working on a marketing thing. They can't say, you know what, Mr. Johnson, I can't talk to you right now because I'm trying to get a new client with this new marketing program. No, Mr. Johnson always takes the precedence. So that's another big thing about marketing help that we've been hearing from our strategic partners, that it's so difficult, as Kirk just said, about the multitasking, right? Well, we don't want them to multitask. I want somebody who's a pro, who that's their lane. They're going to stick in it and they're going to do their best they can for me.
Yeah. So the last one is focus. So if you're trying to manage, oversee, address, switch gears, come up with some new ideas, I think about all the marketing meetings that advisors have with their team that where they're not really clear about what they're doing. So what the example you just gave is that when you have ideas or things come up, they should be within the context of what you're already doing. Right. So here's a perfect example. We have a new service. It's new only how we packaged it and named it, but we've been doing it for years. And it's called a marketing event service. So what the idea is that every quarter we give marketing and branding support to the advisor and their team to run an event in either in their community or whatever, wherever it's being held. And it happens under one of four contexts. So for instance, one of the events we could do is a community event. So what does that mean? Well, people on social media love to know that the people that they're working with care about their communities and they're involved and they're doing things. It shows a ton of personality, shows purpose, connectedness, all those things. If you're not doing events like that, you are missing a massive opportunity in social media. That's the thing advisors need to understand about social media. Social media isn't just a guide for how you do social media. It's a guide for how you should run your practice in your life. Do things that people care about and you will be endeared. They will be endeared to you. It's just the way life works. So do that stuff on social and you will win big time. When we switched the mindset from pushing marketing expertise out all the time, financial expertise for advisors, and started to show a lot of personality, the views, the hits, the engagement, they went up like 10 or 20 fold. And that's when we brought you on, Matt. You taught a lot of that stuff. And some of our social team, not some of our social team, our entire social team said, no, too much expertise, not enough personality. Since we've made that switch, it's been wonderful. Anyhow, so that focus of, back to the main point here, that focus of trying to manage people and try to manage what the context is all the time. So what is the plan again? Like, where does what I just thought about when I woke up in the middle of the night fit? If it fits perfectly, then you do it. If it doesn't fit, but it's a really good idea, think about how to integrate it down the road. Talk to a strategist. But if everything you do, is it within the context? So if your idea, if you woke up, was an event, for instance, then you can do it in the third quarter of 2018 or whatever year it is. So you have to be able to stay working your lane and stop trying to cross lanes all the time because it steals your focus.
So where do we go from here? So we know that what we're saying is right, not to be cocky or arrogant, because we've done a lot of research on this, everybody. And we know that what we're offering is going to be very, very important here. And we know that even if you don't decide to use whatever services that we're talking about here, that you know deep down inside that you need to implement this into your practice. But there are some challenges. And we want you to make sure that you understand what those challenges are before you dive into any of these opportunities about really being this new advisor reality, outsourcing different things, especially marketing. So, Kirk, let's talk about the challenges.
Yeah, I mean, there's three things I've got here. The first one is canned marketing. I think advisors have been misled for good reasons, but poor implementation or poor understanding of what the real problem was. So let's say you don't have time to write articles. So you think you need a blog, which is a really good thought, but you don't have time to write. So somebody comes up and says, hey, we have a content library. This is a massive gap in the industry. A lot of advisors don't have time to write, not good at, think they don't know what to talk about, which is a load of hooey, because almost every advisor I ever ask, within 5 minutes, we come up with at least four articles that they could write based on their conversations in that particular week. It's a piece of cake if you're a professional. So stop thinking about, anyway, I'm on another tangent here. So, you know, they're all the canned things that come to meet a emotional need that advisors have. They're not there doing the right things for you. They're not filling the gap. They're just, you think they are, but all those canned articles, the canned newsletters, all those things aren't you. So how can they possibly be you? How can they represent you? Most of the time they don't. Matt, you had a question this morning from a client, is my BD marketing program, my turnkey, yeah, you know, press the button marketing program worth it? And I believe your answer was,
heck no. And it's in what we're finding out, because of we just hired all of these new people who just graduated from graduate school. We're finding out that Facebook and LinkedIn specifically are changing their algorithms to bump you out of people's news feeds if you're not creating custom, unique content to who you are and what you do.
Killing your SEO. Not that that should be your ultimate focus in your marketing,
but important.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody this morning and I said, look, I was given this example of how we got a client a year and a half ago who was really concerned about losing a bunch of SEO value because they paid a bunch of money through an SEO company and they were feeling really good. And then I somehow convinced them to not worry about it and work with us. And I sent them a couple of emails a month or so ago showing that I believe they're in a way better SEO position because what we do is create help advisors create authentic content. We get it out across many channels. And what ends up happening is that's what Google actually cares about. So we didn't charge them an SEO fee. It was actually free, if you will, and they're kicking butt. So, you know, it's all about understanding what's going on too. So that canned marketing, so a lot of advisors kind of the articles, some of the writing's usually really good, but it's not, has no personality for a reason. And because they wouldn't be able to sell if it had personality to you. They're tiled of ultra salesy campaigns. So, you know, the libraries typically aren't salesy, which can be a problem because there's no call to action other than calls for a no obligation free meeting. If you've listened to our podcast, you know how I feel about that one. likely never to get clicked, especially if it's the only offer you have on your website. Mm-hmm. And because they're cookie cutter, they can hurt you in a lot of ways. And a lot of these libraries, they give you, they don't just say what articles appeal to your audience. They say, here's the whole darn thing, because they don't have systems to turn stuff off that's irrelevant to your audience. So your audience is getting everything, right? Mm-hmm. And your audience typically doesn't want everything, or most everything won't appeal to them. So you got to do stuff that appeals to them. So that's a big problem.
Well, the other thing, you created something that I had not heard, which is that whole curation. Right. So if all you're posting is crap about the markets and planning and trying to scare people, people tune you out. And as Kirk had said before, making it so that there's some personality there is very important. But the second layer of challenges here, I'm going to jump on this here real quick, Kirk, is trial and error. One of the problems I have always found is the fits and starts that financial advisors take when they're trying to implement a marketing plan. They don't actually let them sit in, become effective long enough. So they're always throwing things up in the wall, and they're really not letting marketing actually take hold. The other thing when they're doing that is they're throwing money away. They're just throwing money at different things and thinking that they're going to yield a different result. They are always starting something new every quarter. If you have a marketing plan in place, and if you have a real marketing plan in place, what you're going to find out is you need to do one or two marketing ideas annually and let them settle in. And then fine, the final one on just this trial and error marketing is, well, I want to back up just very quickly. Most advisors aren't marketers. Most advisors are great salespeople. And so there's a huge difference, which we have had podcasts before about sales versus marketing, but I just needed to touch on that there. But the last time is they get so tired and frustrated that they throw their hands up in the air and they say, well, this isn't working. And that's what happens when you don't have the things that Kirk was talking about before. Focus, implementation, a good plan, real tangible milestones, tracking, really seeing if something's working. Just because you put on a seminar or you put on a radio show, which is a better because people seem to be running back to radio for some strange reason, and they don't get phone calls their first day on the radio, they're like, well, this isn't working. That's not how the game works. So that's number two. So the first one was canned marketing. The second one is trial and error marketing. What is the third big challenge that you're finding, Kirk?
It's just having ineffective or inefficient marketing. So not understanding what is actually going to make perfect sense for your business. And, you know, the first thing is not having lower cost options. So if you're thinking of four or five different marketing techniques, and some of them are really expensive and you think that's the way to go, but you didn't realize there was something you could do that was as effective or more effective, and maybe could even, and it was less expensive, less time consuming, you need to understand all those options. So I find there's advisors who choose things that are well hyped and sold by the marketing vendor, if you will, or expert, and they aren't, you know, they're not integrated, so they're not very efficient or effective. They're high cost because there's a ton of labor put in, or you're paying for how good the salesperson that person is, all those things. So the second one is that just the time, you know, if you're going to have your own marketing assistant, that can be a real source of ineffective and efficient marketing, because they're going to be good at some stuff, not so good at other stuff. You're going to spend a lot of time hiring them, directing them, reviewing stuff that they're doing and managing them. That really contributes to ineffective and efficient marketing. And there's advisors out there who have good assistants, who are competent, who play a really good role in their business. And those people, we can actually teach them to be better marketing assistants with our new certified digital marketing assistant course that we're working on. But, you know, it's still a lot of work to manage and oversee those people. a long-term approach is a thing too. A lot of advisors are just kind of working in 90-day segments, and that trial and error stuff from above that causes your marketing to be very ineffective and very inefficient, because marketing that you're starting and stopping all the time doesn't get time to get traction. There's probably good reason why you're stopping it, because it just wasn't well thought out, wasn't well integrated, might have been too expensive. So you get freaked out and say, I can't keep paying this much money for this little results, even though that might not actually be the problem. It's just letting it roll. And then just understand what the best marketing dollars or where the best marketing for the best money is and what that is. And we have a lot of ideas on that, a lot of thoughts. And that's kind of a perfect segue into our next part.
Right. And let me wrap up with this, because this is a little bit more of a practice management discussion, and since that's where I've lived for so long. It's this overall idea of what is this costing you? So if you do either use an existing person or if you hire an internal marketing person, what is it really going to cost you? And you have to quantify all of this. Number one, you have to make sure that that person is going to fit in with the personality of your team, which doesn't always work. Number two, you have to make sure that they understand this industry. I've had so many advisors who brought in outside marketing people who didn't really understand compliance or what they could say and what they couldn't say, and they posed major issues that we ended up having to deal with on the back end, pulling stuff, apologizing, even more disclosures. It was pretty much a nightmare. Third, how much of the time is it going to take for you to train this person, and how much is it going to cost you on a real monetary level? So,
are you any good at training people how to be good marketers?
Yeah, because you're probably very good at training people on how to be an advisor or money management or relationship management, but marketing is a different, you're a different kind of person, right? That's a different total skill set. And you're also looking at what the wages are. I did some salary.com exploration earlier, and depending on what city you're in, and if you're looking at full-time or part-time, a part-time marketing person, even in the smallest areas that have experience, especially in financial services, you're looking at $30,000 to $32,000. And if you're looking at a full-time person in a big city, you really are looking at $75,000 to $125,000. And that's just base. That's not base, bonuses, taxes, wages, your management time, all of those different pieces. There's a lot that goes into it, as all of you know. And what Kirk and I have been hearing from our strategic partners and from him and I talking over years and years is advisors just flat out don't have the time. What happens if you hire a marketing person, that marketing person quits? Then you've got that lag in your marketing, and then you've got another 3 to 6 months of ramp up time to train them on your culture and make sure that everything fits. Man, there's a lot of risk with bringing somebody internally. And yes, you don't have as much direct control if you do outsourcing, which is the name of the podcast here, this new advisor reality. But last but not least, Kirk, we have to be able to quantify either if you hire somebody internally or externally, is it working? So why don't you wrap up today's podcast with that?
I mean, a lot of advisors that we talk to, and we're working with it, we're talking to advisors who are talking to us for a reason, because they don't think it is working. They need help. They don't know what the answers are. They're looking for that next, marketing opportunity or strategy that's going to suit them and change their business or, move their business forward. But the truth is, a lot of those advisors have, stuff that they're doing with other people. A lot of the times they're doing stuff with their broker dealer. They want to know if that stuff's helping them or hurting them. We already talked about that a couple minutes ago. I think a lot of advisors aren't even really sure what a lead, they talk about getting leads and prospects. I'm not sure most advisors really understand what a lead is. I mean, they understand it from the direct point of view. I did a seminar, somebody showed up and they said they want to talk to me. That's a lead. But they don't get that having a strong brand on their website that inspired a center of influence to start referring more business is actually a lead too. It's a different way. Or that somebody who was already in their cycle, in their sales cycle, all of a sudden called them up and they say, okay, well, that was from the seminar, but it might have been your new brand and your white paper or your podcast that really changed that person's mind. We see that a lot with the work that we do, is people who were kind of on hold with you because you weren't that inspiring, even though they like you and they trust you and they think you're good, just didn't want to refer you. Your website's not very compelling. You're not really doing anything exceptional to describe who you really are. And there's all kinds of reasons for that. But, not even understanding what a lead is, and then not being able to understand what success is, or not having a long-term focus. So a lot of advisors are struggling with where their marketing is at, how much money they're putting, how much effort they're putting in, how little results. And we get that question all the time. What results can I expect from the work that you're doing. And advisors need to get their head around always looking for the old, what I call the old version of ROI, because ROI is way more in depth than you'd ever want to imagine. It's very difficult to track, but you need to be prudent in how you look at and understand that formula, because revenue alone is not the only thing going on. Those are not the only wins, and that formula is so archaic, and it's very difficult for companies, you know, who are doing really good work that changes the fundamental value of your business and who and how you're perceived. If you can't figure out how to quantify that and understand that, mm-hmm. you're really killing yourself with what the options might be. So what it does is it limits you to things that you feel like you can track and do. So an advisor comes up and says, hey, well, I'd rather do a seminar marketing campaign that's costing me 10 grand in total costs, which actually may be 15 in real costs. And because I'm getting 25 revenue every quarter, I do one, right? And they're thinking, well, that's I can touch that,
right?
Versus doing a brand that would inspire, you know, to go from 5 referrals to 21 a year and grow your business by way more, mm-hmm. and it's not attributable because the track it's not so obvious. It doesn't fit into the traditional ROI formula or how you calculate that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so there's all kinds of things that advisors are struggling with. It makes perfect sense, and there's got to be a new way. And so here's the thought on that, is that the new way needs to be consider hiring a company who, when they implement the stuff that you need to do, becomes your marketing department. They are your – somebody asked me a couple months ago, Kirk, I want to make sure that you and I have time together every month because we got to talk about marketing strategy. You know, I want to make sure we're doing – I stopped them and I said, wait a second. I said, we are your marketing department.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let's think about that for a second. We've got your brand figured out. You got an incredible website. It plays a very specific role in your marketing. Your social profiles are well connected with your brand. They're aligned. We've got a social media people doing authentic, intimate social media posting for you. We're running events for you. You're doing a podcast. You're getting better at that all the time. You're getting guests on, and those centers of influence are referring you more business. I said, what else do you need? I said, every once in a while, if you need a brochure,
mm-hmm.
or a sign for a sponsorship thing or something like that, maybe I said brochure. I regret that deeply now because we don't. Maybe a one pager, but brochures are pretty much a waste of time these days as far as an expense, unless there's a very specific opportunity for it. Anyway, which usually there isn't. So, you know, all those things that we do, we're doing those things for them. And mm-hmm. and the advisor's just kind of like, it's like got kind of quiet. And it's like, holy smokes. So, you know, if you need a little something extra, you know, we have our branding packages,
mm-hmm.
where all those, the blocks, you buy a block of hours for this much money and you get, and we'll give you access to our team to do these little projects when they come up.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is we're running your marketing strategy for you every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you only have to show up once in a while to act smart on our podcasts and to make sure that the stuff you're doing in the community, that we know what you're doing and we can profile it in your social. And then when we run a big event, which is going to be incredible for social media,
mm-hmm.
When I mean run event, we actually just help you with the concepts. We help you do all the digital marketing, how you're going to put it out there, press release, stuff like that. Really simple stuff that's going to make your event mm-hmm. way more successful, and it's going to package it, right? And when it's packaged, people think it's way more important. Even if nobody shows up at the event, everybody who thinks
that's right,
it should have gone to the event is going to think it was a
rousing success.
Massive success just yep. because of how you approached it, how professionally right. you approached it. So all those things end up becoming the whole, this 100% outsourced marketing. And guess what? You didn't have to pay for a marketing assistant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one and they're already well integrated to your business and they can, you know, oversee this and contribute to it, that's fine. But, you know, think about what that would mean to your business and go find people who can do this for you.
If you do want to know more about this, please just reach out to us socially. Kirk and I are very, very active, especially on LinkedIn. We'd be more than happy to provide you with any sort of assistance on that. And, Yeah. Just keep us posted. And if you have not actually subscribed to this podcast yet, make sure that you go ahead and click the subscribe button below. I'm Matt Halloran for Kirkelow. Thank you very much. This was podcast episode number 48, The New Advisor Reality, 100% Outsource Marketing. Thank you very much. And I hope you have a great day. We'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.